The focus all week, of course, has been the flood damage to Auckland and surrounding regions. But do spare a thought for the people of the Marlborough Sounds, yes, who are still dealing with wrecked roads after two massive storms in 2021 and that one again last year. Now, damage from June 2021 floods is estimated at $85 million, with the figures from last August's disaster expected to be even higher. Now, the Marlborough District Council can't foot the repair bill, and they are asking locals what they want before putting forward a case for funding from the government. Samantha G went along to a residents' meeting in Rye Valley yesterday.
It's only light rain, but it's enough to worry Marlborough Sounds people. About 40 gathered at the local pub in Rye Valley this week to give the Marlborough District Council their feedback.
The roads are very, very fragile. I mean, we're sitting here at this meeting today, there's light rain outside, it's forecast to get heavier. You know, we're sitting here, I don't know if I'll get home. That's the feeling you get every day, you either leave the bay or go home, and it's raining. Am I going to be able to get out? Am I going to be able to get home?
That's O'Kiwi Bay resident Robbie Pete, an agricultural contractor who travels in and out of the bay most days for work. He says heavy traffic servicing the forestry, farming and aquaculture industries in the Sounds has increased, but the roads haven't been maintained.
Probably 80% of the issues on the road heading into O'Kiwi Bay and French Pass are through a poor maintenance or no maintenance program on cleaning out culverts and water tables.
That message coming through loud and clear. Liz Barker from Tennyson Inlet says there's no easy solution, but the roads need fixing before further storms render them unsalvageable.
We've seen it coming in over the years. You know, you'll see a bit of a washout around a culvert and that culvert's been blocked and things like that. So what I'd like to know is how many of these road slips, washouts, how many of them would have happened if all the maintenance had been kept right up to date?
The Rye Valley meeting is one of six being held this week to get feedback on future transport options in and out of the Sounds. Publican Jamie Knight often hears people talking about the damaged road network.
The general feel is that the roads are under-maintained. They have been for a long time. A lot of the long-time Sounds residents have expressed to me that the road gets worse every year and they never see any action. The council thinks they can just chuck a grader on it and call it a day and that's done, but it's a lot deeper than that.
A member of the Rye Valley Volunteer Fire Brigade, he says the damaged roads can make getting to properties in an emergency very difficult.
Luckily it doesn't happen too often, but when we do, especially when it dries out, it can be a dangerous task. You know, we're manoeuvring a 14, 15 tonne fire truck down a narrow gravel road with very little opportunities to pass, and at some points the road's narrow due to a slip, and that can be quite dangerous.
Neil Henry is the project manager for the Marlborough Sounds Future Access Study. He says the council can't afford to fix the roads, so it needs to put together a business case for funding.
And we have heard loud and clear through these meetings that there's a feeling that the maintenance in the past hasn't been as good as it could have been, and it may have contributed, some people feel, to the damage that was caused by the extreme events that took place. But absolutely, maintenance on an ongoing basis is an important issue and will be a clear factor in the decision making around this.
That means the council could be asking the government for help not only to repair the roads, but also to maintain them. Feedback from these community meetings will be reviewed, with the options for future access presented back to the Marlborough Sounds residents in May.